Damon Young might be the best-known writer in Pittsburgh, or at least the most widely read. The Very Smart Brothers blogger is noted nationally for his funny and provocative takes on race and culture. Young's new memoir is titled What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Blacker. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has this profile.
I meet Damon Young in East Liberty near the apartment complex at Bakery Square. Young's connection to this stretch of Penn Avenue predates that new development.
To my right would have been where the Rosenstein basketball courts were. And behind me to the right was where Rosenstein Middle School was.
Growing up, in the 1980s and 90s, Young was a serious baller. And in the summer, he split time between Rosenstein and the courts at nearby Mellon Park.
The lights at Rosenstein were probably the most reliable lights in the city. And everyone who was at Mellon would just waves of people would just be coming down to Rosenstein. And guys would stay here until like 11 o'clock.
But the courts at Rosenstein are gone. They've been replaced, like so much of this majority black neighborhood, by apartments catering to a new wave of affluent residents. Young watches workers guide heavy equipment around the future site of yet another new building. I ask him to read aloud a passage from his new memoir about the barbershop here he once frequented.
I look out the window while sitting in Dre's chair and see white women in yoga pants, walking Bouviers and drinking kombucha on the same street I almost got shot on. I'd be tempted, sometimes, to ask these oblivious Beckys and this Zaccone rocking Brad jogging past and checking their Fitbits and nipple tape if they were lost in their directions. Not to be helpful, but just to be an I never follow through, though, because East Liberty didn't belong to me anymore. It was theirs now. I was the outsider who returned each week to sit in a time machine.
Young's take on gentrification is part of a larger argument.
You know, you see some of these changes, and you also look at the people who are benefiting from these changes, and you just can't help but just feel and know that these things are able to happen because, you know, I was going to say Pittsburgh, but just America generally just doesn't give a about black people.
Young is 40 and married with two young children. He didn't set out to be a writer. He grew up working class in East Liberty and Penn Hills, and he was a high school basketball star who earned a scholarship to an NCAA Division I school. But college hoops didn't work out, and after graduation, Young returned to Pittsburgh and jobs including teaching English at Wilkinsburg High School and running a literacy program at Duquesne University. In 2008, Young and his friend Panama Jackson started a blog they called Very Smart Brothers, or VSB for short. It looked with biting humor at everything from popular culture to racism. But Young got serious about it after he was laid off during the 2009 recession.
I made the decision to start writing, to write full time and put a lot of energy and effort and focus into building VSB, which I was able to do because I was unemployed.
Through VSB, Young has gained fans around the country.
He's just an amazing talent.
Danielle Belton is editor-in-chief of news and commentary website The Root. She recalls Young's controversial post titled Straight Black Men Are the White People of Black People.
If people actually sat and read the content, it was actually quite nuanced, then dealing with themes of race and sexism that exist within African-American culture.
Young often writes about national issues. In the days after the 2016 presidential election, he wrote an essay about white privilege titled, I'm Tired of Good White People. But Young's frequent takes on Pittsburgh politics, media, and culture have special resonance here.
Damon is important to Pittsburgh because he holds a mirror up to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh doesn't always like that.
Deisha Filyaw is a Pittsburgh-based writer.
Damon has been one of the voices that's been telling the world that Pittsburgh isn't the most livable city, or posing the question, you know, most livable for whom?
Young himself asked that question last week after a jury exonerated the policeman who killed black teenager Antoine Rose. Young's post was titled, Things Michael Rosfeld Can Do Today in Pittsburgh, America's Most Livable City, Because He's Free. And Antoine Rose can't because Michael Rosfeld killed him. Young's VSB work led to gigs with Ebony and GQ magazines. In 2017, VSB was acquired by The Root, where editor-in-chief Danielle Belton says it generates up to 3 million visitors a month, perhaps a quarter of the site's total traffic. And when Young writes an essay for Time magazine about being a black man becoming a father, it gets retweeted by the likes of famed filmmaker Ava DuVernay. Young's new book, wittily titled What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Blacker, is a memoir in essays. He digs into his childhood, his parents' often tenuous employment situation, his own teenaged insecurities. He details his failures dating. He notes his experience with homophobia and asks whether it was the stress of living while black that killed his mother. And he parses a certain colloquialism that starts with N and ends with A, and why it's okay for black people to use it, but not whites. What Doesn't Kill You is a vulnerable book. In an interview at a restaurant, Young said he wanted to reach readers on a more personal level.
You pick up a memoir and you read, and you want to be able to connect to the author. And the way that you connect is with these very universal themes of fear, of neuroses, of self-consciousness, of, you know, still trying to be comfortable in your own skin.
Here he reads an excerpt exploring his hopes and fears for his daughter, newly born into a loving family and a racist culture.
Blackness forces you to love harder. It forces you to entertain a concept of forgiveness and choose whether or not it's the thing you're interested in possessing. It forces your hugs and your kisses and your daps to be tighter and longer. Like a book you read ever so slowly because you're just not quite ready yet for it to end.
The memoir, which is getting national press, seems sure to expand Young's fan base.
He is one of the greatest writers in the world. Essayist, for sure.
Kiese Lehman, a professor at the University of Mississippi, is an acclaimed memoirist himself and longtime fan of Very Smart Brothers. He admires how Young has grown as a writer.
I think he really is trying to pay a lot of attention in this new book to sort of, you know, all of like the paradoxes that made him in Pittsburgh, made his family. And he's, you know, he's not running away from the things that scare him, like death, money, sex, being a great basketball player at one point and getting older.
Many of the experiences Young writes about are universal, but he sees his main audience as being black folks and his motives as mostly personal.
I don't feel like I'm writing for white people because I know I'm not. And if white people end up reading, which they do and which they will, and I hope that they buy, that you all buy this book, white people out there reading, out there listening. But this isn't for them, it's for me.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.